So unless you've been living under a rock, you know about Colin Kaepernick. He said that he's not willing to stand for our national anthem because, quote, I am not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. To me, this is bigger than football, and it would be selfish on my part to look the other way. There are bodies in the street and people getting paid leave and people getting away with murder. He went so far as to say he'll continue to sit.
Ultimately, it's to bring awareness and make people, you know, realize what's really going on in this country. There are a lot of things that are going on that are unjust. People aren't being held accountable for. And that's something that needs to change. That's something that, you know, this country stands for freedom, liberty, justice for all. And it's not happening for all right now. There's people being murdered unjustly and not being held accountable. Cops are getting paid leave for killing people. I know a lot of people's initial reactions thought it was bashing the military, which it wasn't. That wasn't my intention at all. I think now that we have those things cleared up, we can get to the root of what I was saying and really address those issues.
You can think Colin Kaepernick is a bum for not standing. You can think that he is unpatriotic. You can think he's an idiot, a dick, a selfish moron, a hypocrite. You can think anything in the book. But if you love this country, then you have to be okay with his decision to not stand. Tell me why I'm wrong. 727-579-1025.
And you know, this was the third preseason game. I'm surprised he didn't stand for the first two games either. I'm surprised it took the media this long to pick up.
Me too.
I mean, if you follow him on Twitter, I mean, this is nothing. He's been talking like this for years.
Right. And look, I don't like it. I don't like it all that he would... To me, he plays a sport, but sport has always been a way for people to express their passionate beliefs should they choose to do so. You can be like Tiger Woods and take take race and politics and everything out of it and just be into your sport and give innocuous answers in press conferences.
Well, he got knocked for that, too.
Yeah, or you can be like Jim Brown and use your position for civil rights. I respect the guy who will speak his mind. I didn't like when Chris Jackson, a.k.a. Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, chose not to stand, but he made his own decision, and I don't know why anyone would say, look, you don't have to like it. I don't like it.
Well, this country has a rich tradition of civil disobedience.
Yeah.
And there's only one way to be you don't really fill out paperwork for that.
Right. And being patriotic, loving what is American is accepting the fact that people are going to burn the flag in protest. Doesn't mean you have to burn a flag. Doesn't mean you have to like them burning a flag. But it does mean that you have to appreciate the fact that we live in a country that allows someone the freedom to do that. Joshua, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. It's okay or it's not okay. Today with the biggest issue of the day, Colin Kaepernick refusing to stand during our national anthem. Go ahead, sir.
It's not okay.
Oh, tell me why.
It's not okay.
Because, I get what you're saying about, you know, it's his right as an American to support it or not support it. And for me saying that it's not okay, that makes me un-American or whatever, what you're trying to
say. It does.
Well, to me, there's just some things that you just don't mess with. And that's one of those traditions that you just don't mess with it. That's one of the things I think that we're losing as a country.
But we're not losing it. Just a moment. That's your code. Like, for you, that's your code. But you have to realize it's not okay for you, but being an American means you have to accept that that is okay for him.
Well, I mean, I understand what the guy's trying to do. I have certain opinions on that. But not standing up for the national anthem, to me, that's just, I mean, there's better ways of going about it.
Like, hey, what?
That's what I was going to ask.
Like, what would be a better way for it? Because honestly, like, love him or hate him, he's a focus of rather than talking about the fact that he's probably going to be cut from the 49ers and is probably going to be out of the NFL soon.
Not because of this, though.
No, not because of this, because he was on the decline anyway. But instead of focusing on that, he's become the centerpiece of a very hot-button issue. So what better way could he get this point across than that?
Oh, man, I'm sure the guy has plenty of Twitter followers or whatnot, and, you know, they do stuff with the community. know, possible.
But now he's reaching the entire, not even the country. He's reaching the world
he's
now.
He's outside of sports now.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I get what he's trying to do, but it's going to put a bad taste in the majority of people's mouths, like with the BLM, right? Most people do not see that as a good thing. It's what they're trying to do. Yes, I'm 100% for what they're trying to do. But they're going about it
for
in a completely wrong way.
Will you be at the next protest? Look,
you get what I'm saying, though?
I get what you're saying, but there is a hint of arrogance, and I recognize this because I have more than a hint of arrogance in my own life. There's a hint of arrogance to saying that, well, they're not doing it the right way because you think there's a right way to do it, and they're not abiding by the way you think they should do it.
Is there a right way to be oppressed?
Right.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Thank you. 727-579-1025. Again, you don't have to like it. You don't have to love it. But you do have to accept the fact that being an American means accepting those things that we hate. It means allowing the KKK to peacefully assemble. I hate that.
What do you think about the guys that are at the football games, the fans, and they're getting some food as the national anthem is happening, but they don't stop and they're still walking to their seats?
With a hot dog and some
Yeah.
I'm always torn nachos. There.
Some people don't stop.
I'm so torn because if you hear the national anthem, you're supposed to stop and take a moment. But if I got nachos spilling all over the place, I got to get back to my seat.
The concessions don't stop.
No, they don't stop and go, hold on, I'll take your order after this song. They keep selling you them damn pretzels.
But most people, even if they're out in the concourse or whatever, they'll stop. They'll just stand there.
Yeah.
At least they wait, like a moment of silence type of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Like if I'm walking up to an event and they're playing the national anthem, I'm not yet inside the event. Right. So do I stop?
You said if you hear it, you got to stop.
What if I'm in the middle of the street?
I think I hear one right now.
James, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. Okay or not okay that Colin Kaepernick refuses to stand for the national anthem?
It's not okay.
It's not okay.
It stands for our rights that we Americans and there's people that died for that flag.
They died for your right to not stand. They died for your right to not stand during the national anthem. You know that, right?
Well, yeah, I understand it, but it's our anthem. I mean, we would do it for Canada. Why isn't he doing it for us?
Gee, it's really hard to argue with logic like that. But you understand that they've died for your freedom to not stand should you see fit.
Yeah, I understand that, but he's playing a sport that's an American sport. He should at least stand up for the rights that we have had people that died for it.
Right.
Whether it's I mean, I understand the fact that he can has the reason to sit down during it, but it's just, like, very disrespectful.
You're right. It is disrespectful.
This isn't going the way I thought it would go.
But it is okay, right? Because he has the freedom. If we're going to force people to all do something because it's the right thing to do, are we any better than communist Russia?
Well, for one, the system's already corrupt anyways.
How so?
It's a respect matter at that point. I mean, there's a lot of people that watch sports, and when they see somebody that's sitting down that's playing, they're looking at, like, it's disrespectful to them because they fought in the war for them.
Well, I have a service member right now, actually, who said that he got shot and blown up for the very thing that we're talking about, Colin Kaepernick's right to sit down during the national anthem.
Right.
Pete, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. Call of the day right there.
Hey, please. How you doing, Drew?
I'm great, Pete. Thank you.
Hey, I'm retired military, retired United States Army Ranger, infantry, 23 years, been to Iraq, been to Afghanistan, feel like I got a timeshare there.
Man, thank you for your service, dude.
Yeah, I'd do it all over again.
Yeah.
This guy has every right to sit there and sit down during national anthem. It's what I sat there and protected for 23 years. It's called the Constitution.
Right.
People need to sit there and realize that the Constitution, you might not like what he did. Mm. If you don't like what he did, don't buy his product. It's too easy.
Yeah.
I mean,
this isn't going to help him get on with any NFL team. Like, after he gets cut, you know.
Yeah, he's not going to make it anyway because he's not that good.
Right, and that's the bottom line. But, you know, someone like you who has such extensive service history with the U.S., who put your life on the line for this country, you certainly love our country and its flag, and you realize that the very flag upon which we are, the red, white, and blue, that means you have the freedom to not stand.
To me, to me, what it does is it sits there and shows me that everything that I fought for actually works.
Right. Good for you.
Seeing people getting arrested for protesting. You know, if you're peacefully protesting, that's what I fought for.
Sure. Absolutely.
Now, if you're, you know, burning down buildings, well, no, I probably don't. I didn't fight for people to go loot.
Right.
That's a different animal.
You are correct about that, my man. Listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much. Good day. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. John, Colin Kaepernick refuses to stand for the national anthem. It's okay or not okay?
Yeah, I'd say it's definitely not okay.
It's not okay.
Tell me why.
Well, I think the song pays homage to those that have died for our country, and out of respect for those that have died, he should stand up.
He should stand up, but it's okay that he doesn't, right?
I personally, no, I don't think so.
Okay, Yosef.
Well, I was going to say, do you think that he should be arrested for not standing up during the national anthem? What do you think should happen to him for not standing up?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's the NFL, so of course they're not going to do anything, but maybe some punishment from that end. I don't know.
What kind of punishment? Yeah, what kind of punishment?
I don't know, suspension.
Because he doesn't stand for the national anthem.
I mean, it's like you guys said, he's on the decline anyway, so he's on his way out. So.
Right, but he's still a better quarterback than I am.
But this story is not about his abilities.
I guess the public ridicule that he's receiving is just punishment enough.
Is it? Because that's exactly what he wanted. He inserted himself into the national conscience once again, and now when you go up to someone, when you mention Colin Kaepernick, there's an issue attached to it, as opposed to last week, if you went up to someone and said, Colin Kaepernick, they would have said, oh, the guy who used to be good for the San Francisco 49ers.
He's saying mission accomplished.
Yeah. He won.
I don't know. I guess it's how you look at it, but.
Okay, thank you. 727-579-1025.
I understand if people are upset that he's not standing,
sure.
But, I mean, it's just bring some passion or some fire or something to the conversation.
Yeah, and look, you don't have to like it. I don't like it at all. I think if you're fortunate enough to be one of the elite people who gets paid to play a game, you should be so appreciative of this country that we live in. You should probably love being an American. Conversely, if you stand up for the oppression of people, you're awesome. But I don't know. Is this the right way to do it? I wouldn't have done it, but I think it's okay.
I think the game's separate from the whole American thing.
For sure. Donna, okay or not okay that Colin Kaepernick is refusing to stand for the national anthem?
No, it's not okay.
It's not okay.
Tell me why.
Well, you know something? He has his right to believe whether to stand up for the flag or whatever. Mm-hmm. He's wrong there. But he has a girlfriend, and he just converted to Muslim. Does anybody remember this part of the story?
Is it germane at all?
I don't know the girl's name. But he just recently, and it's all over the news, that he converted to Muslim.
The word germane means pertinent. I wasn't asking if the girl's name was germane.
Well,
I was asking
so
if...
Don't ask me all these stupid, smart questions, because I'm not. I'm just saying.
Well...
We all live in the United States, this country. We know what the national anthem stands for.
Do
My
we?
My problem is...
Do you know
you're
what
just saying... No, you're not going to convince me I'm wrong.
No, I was asking you, what does the national anthem stand for?
You know, all our people, black, white, and everybody else, represented, died for this, us to believe in what we wanted to believe
in. Okay, but I'm talking about the anthem specifically.
I don't know exactly what it means for.
Oh, you said everybody knows.
You did.
SBK?
Yeah, that's him.
Hello.
Yeah, you're not going to convince me otherwise.
I'm not trying to convince you. I'm asking you a direct question.
That's great. Okay. I don't care. My beliefs are, and I was brought up to respect all national anthems and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people died because of this country for us to do what you're wanting to say right now that... Right. Everybody is entitled to their beliefs.
Right.
You're right.
You understand that they died for his right to not stand for the national anthem as well.
I understand that, too. But why all of a sudden, 2 years? How long has he been a quarterback for
couple,
the 49ers? A
couple years.
Oh, yeah, probably six
okay,
or seven.
Okay, why
now.
All of a sudden that he got converted to Muslim because of his girlfriend, and now he wants to do this stuff?
Okay, so we should then restrict someone's right to freedom of speech based on who they're married to or what religion they are. So if you're an approved religion,
no,
like Donna.
No, Drew, babe. No, Drew. This is not what I'm saying. he was cool up until he just recently got this new girlfriend, and he converted to Muslim.
I see.
Now he wants to do what he's doing.
So Muslims don't have the same right to freedom as you and I do.
You can't convert to Muslim.
Obviously, he doesn't like us, our country.
So he should get out then, right?
He's trying to believe it to all the colors, and we all. And SBK, you're not going to like this either. But you know there's a lot of blacks killing blacks.
I don't like that. I really don't like that.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. But you're also right. The cops, there are bad cops out there, and you're right. They do.
Who's right?
Some of the cops are wrong when they go and shoot blacks. That's what I'm not saying. I'm not saying this stuff, but I'm just saying my belief is he just converted to Muslim. He can do what he wants to do.
You can't convert to Muslim.
I think he's totally wrong.
Well, thank you.
Totally wrong.
You can think he's wrong.
Have a lovely day, y'all.
Right. You can think he's wrong, and I might think he's wrong, but you...
Bail.
Okay. Thank you.
Racker.
Come again.
You can convert to Islam. A Muslim is a person that studies Islam.
Now, SBK, you're not going to like this, but black people are killing
what?
Black people.
What?
727-579-1025.
Convert it to Muslim.
Richard, what's up? My favorite moment in radio ever was, how was that Jermaine? Was that Jermaine? I don't know her name. Stop asking me these stupid smart questions. Richard, what's up? Drew Garabo Live asks you if it's okay or not okay for Colin Kaepernick to sit during the national anthem.
It is not okay.
Tell me why.
It's not okay.
It's not okay because he's wearing a uniform that is paid for by the NFL.
Hmm.
If he wants to protest this on his own time, that'd be a different story.
Well, he probably doesn't get the opportunity to sit or stand for the national anthem a lot in his downtime.
He also didn't impede the game.
Right. He just chooses, while they're playing the national anthem, to make a peaceful protest and sit down. Why is that not okay?
Does he not do enough press interviews to make his statements at that time solely on the TV?
He may, but he might choose to do it on a grander scale, which is the national anthem,
which
sitting
is
down.
Standing there, not saying anything, which is causing all these questions.
Right.
Causing to get everybody upset, and then go on a press conference to tell somebody why he's doing what he's doing.
Which means that it works.
It would be okay if he were to come out and go to all these problems where you're having racial issues and stand out and have conferences saying this is not right, this is not right, instead of just sitting out on a national anthem thinking that he's making a difference.
But so you're saying he should then protest in a way that you find acceptable instead of a way that inserts him into every conversation in America on a Monday?
Not acceptable, but more getting something done.
What do you think should be done to Colin Kaepernick for refusing to stand for the national anthem?
I think that they should just let him do what he wants to do, but I think that he should be facing a fine, just like the Cowboys were told not to put those Blue Lives Matter shields on the back of their helmet.
Okay. How much should the fine be?
Yeah, exactly. Like, well, you're going to penalize a guy for exercising his right to not stand.
And here's something that Kevin and a lot of people might not like now. Mike Tavares from the Eagles... linebacker is planning on sitting out during the national anthem.
Oh, my God.
Night.
There goes the neighborhood.
Can I say that, you know, I think Colin Kaepernick is going to be the first of many athletes. I think a lot of people are going to fall suit.
Correct. And Gregor Long, who tweets from time to time, I always like his tweets, said, check out verse 3 of the national anthem.
I was going to point out that there are 4 verses
yeah.
in the national anthem.
We only know the first.
That's right.
And where is that band who so vauntingly swore that the havoc of war and the battle's confusion, a home and a country, should leave us no more? Their blood has washed out their foul steps' pollution. No refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave. And the star-spangled banner in triumph doth wave o'er the land of the free and the home.
People are allowed to be angry at Colin Kaepernick for sitting down.
Hell yeah.
But it's his right.
Right. You can be pissed all you want. I'm not saying you got to like it. I'm just saying you have to accept it as something that, unfortunately, he chose as a protest.
But people are unreasonable. You won't hear, I'm outraged about this,
right.
but it's okay for him to do.
Right. 727-579-1025. Bob, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. Okay or not okay that Colin Kaepernick will not stand for the national anthem?
Absolutely not okay,
it's
but
not
I do
okay.
understand your point. I get where you're coming from a, I guess, a neutral standpoint. I mean, you have your opinion on it, and it is his right to do what he wants to do. But my question is to you, if this was Eli Manning, right,
mm-hmm.
5 miles away from where 9/11 was, Do you think if he sat down for the national anthem, he would even make it through the national anthem without?
Yes. Well, what's going to happen to him?
Believe that?
No. What do you think somebody's going to do to him?
I don't know. Oh, I don't have anything in my mind. I'm just saying, do you think that maybe because he's trying to explain, it's hard to explain. If he's on the West Coast, terrorist attack-wise, 9/11 is your biggest attack on American soil.
Thank you. Thank you for the history lesson. Appreciate that.
But do you think that it's...
So people in California
on the East Coast than it does on the West Coast, as far as patriotism goes, and as far as respect for your country.
People on the East Coast love the country more than people on the West Coast. That's what you're telling me?
I'm asking you. Do you think that it means a little bit more to be an American if you witnessed 9/11, if you saw people that perished in that you knew people that didn't come out?
Well, obviously, it's going to be more impactful on you.
So you're more American if you witness 9/11?
Is that what you're saying? Like, you're somehow less of an American if you have the audacity to live west of the Mississippi?
Why is that so funny?
No, I'm asking if that's what people feel like.
I've never heard anyone say, you're the only dude I've ever heard say that, to be honest with you. On my 47 years of walking this planet, you're the only person who's ever implied that East Coast people love America more than West Coast people.
Oh, the reason I'm going to tell you exactly why I think that, I've seen in different states people act differently towards the country.
It's hard to argue that, world traveler.
Well, what states do they act poorly towards the country in?
Well, I can tell you that there's a lot more respect for America in states in the Northeast than there is in the Midwest, the West Coast.
How do you gauge the respect?
That's a great question.
Standing or sitting during the national anthem.
Well, I mean, look, you're talking about one football player who is actually making a very American action by refusing to stand in protest of the fact that, look, it was probably illegal to dump tea in Boston Harbor, but they certainly did that to protest taxation without representation.
Man, I love good sweet tea.
And at the end of the day, do you, Drew, honestly think that this is just a publicity stunt for him?
No, not
what is
at
he going to get out of it?
Right,
a
no.
better job?
Right, this is going to hurt him.
To be in the limelight, because like you said, his career is declining.
He's a famous athlete, bruh. He's always in the limelight. He is basically risking torpedoing the rest of his already dwindling career and making him unsignable to any other team.
Where's the outrage for what he's actually protesting?
Right.
Well, because I do understand your point of it's a free country and he has his right to exercise whatever he wants to do.
Right on.
Because I understand that part of it.
Good. Then you have to be okay with the fact, you don't have to be okay with it, but you have to celebrate the fact that as an American, he's got the right to do what he's doing. Right?
I got to say, with all the legal weed out there in Oregon and Washington and California, I would be loving the country a lot more than the East Coast.
727-579-1025.
Colin Kaepernick will be the starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys in 2 weeks.
we said the same thing.
They need him.
We said the same damn thing. Richard, our sales guy, said, well, who's going to sign him now? And immediately he said Dallas Cowboys. I said Jerry Jones.
If Jerry Jones don't want you walking in a weed shop, I mean, Colin Kaepernick right now sounds like he's full of all of the weed.
It's just so odd to me that these people hang up. Like, we didn't have a dis. I didn't consider that to be unpleasant at all.
Maybe he knew what he was saying.
I don't know. You don't have to like it at all. You can hate Colin Kaepernick. You can hate what he's doing. You just have to accept the fact that he's American.
No one can top that first lady.
Jermaine. Bobby, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. Colin Kaepernick, okay or not okay?
Personally, it's not okay. But I understand that it's his right because we live in a great country where people do have rights.
Right.
Because people, unfortunately, all over the world, are suppressed, and that's why everybody moved to the United States, because they love the right that they have. But there's a bigger picture here.
What is it?
Don't worry about Colin Kaepernick, because he's the best public relations that Donald Trump has going on right now, because he's firing up all these Americans over this. I bet you a lot of people have now decided to vote for Trump because of this action.
Well, they already felt the same way.
They might have been leaning that way, but this definitely...
This was the little arm twist they needed. Yeah.
That's a great point, dude. I never would have thought about that, but man, that is... Honestly, this is one of those issues that's going to make people go, I don't know, I was thinking about Hillary, but damn.
With the interviews he's doing, all they got to do is run the clip and put Trump for America.
and that's what it's going to be. It's going to become a Trump commercial.
Yeah.
And I feel sorry for Colin, but I bet you Trump will take care of him later on once he becomes president because of stupidity like this.
Hey.
I mean, he has the right, but at least be thankful for the country that gave him an opportunity and gave all the immigrants an opportunity. It's about respect, and this is the problem that we're having right now. It's just that when is enough enough?
I don't know.
And, you know, it's just respect, but you got to say that, you know what, it's a great country we live in.
It is.
And so just by showing a little respect to standing the national anthem is not too much to ask for you to give back to your country.
Sure. Right on, dude. I appreciate the call. Thank you. 727-579-1025.
Here's where things get weird. In a recent interview, Colin Kaepernick also said that Hillary should be in prison.
In prison?
Yeah. So that complicates things in my book.
That is interesting.
Yes. That's what he said.
727-579-1025. Maybe he is a Trump plant.
I don't think so.
What's up, Sean? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, I love listening to the show every day.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate that, man. Is this okay or not okay that Colin Kaepernick is refusing to stand for your national anthem?
I think it's not okay.
It's not okay.
Tell me why.
I think he's getting the national anthem confused with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, they don't say the Pledge of Allegiance at football games.
Right. They don't. But the national anthem is was put there for the fallen soldiers and the soldiers to give us the right to do that.
Right.
So in reality, the national anthem is more for the freedom we were received from the soldiers doing what they do.
I get
we
that.
We stand for the soldiers.
Yeah.
And pledge allegiance, that's where you're like, I pledge allegiance to the flag, this, that, and the other.
Sure.
That's you saying, all right, this is my flag. The national anthem, you're just showing respect.
Well, Colin Kaepernick is saying no to all of that.
Yeah, he's none of the above. No national anthem, no preamble, no constitution, none of that. But I get your point, and if we did all see the national anthem as an opportunity to honor our servicemen, you'd have an excellent point. But I think most people are just like, standing for America. But thank you, man. I appreciate you listening to the show.
Who said he was going to Dallas Cowboys?
We did, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
That's a horrible idea. That's America's team, supposedly.
Supposedly.
That's a marketing phrase.
Great story.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Jessica, okay or not okay that Colin Kaepernick refuses to stand for the national anthem?
I think it's okay. He has that right.
Don't have to like it, but he does have that right, doesn't he?
Listen, I buried my son last year, and I watched him hand his wife a flag. So my son died for his right.
Jeez, I'm very sorry about your son. My goodness gracious.
Well,
thank you, though.
You guys are all right, so you have that. You do that.
Well, anybody who says that Colin Kaepernick does not have that right, I'm going to say I heard from the mom of a hero who told me that it is okay. Thank you.
Okay. Have a great day. Long time listener. Love your show.
Thank you, sweetheart. Love you.
What do you think about burning Jersey guy?
I mean, come on.
Which one?
If you already had a Colin Kaepernick jersey and you're choosing to burn it, you know, I got the audio right here of a dude burning Colin Kaepernick's jersey.
With so turn on ESPN this morning, and here's a story about Colin Kaepernick refusing to stand for our national anthem. He says he's oppressed, making $126 million. Well, Colin, here's my salute to you. Here's my salute to you sitting on the bench the rest of the year, sitting while you pee the rest of your life, my salute to you.
Uh-oh. Well, I'll tell you this much. In protest, I did not take Colin Kaepernick in either of my fantasy football drafts yesterday. Take that, Colin. Take that. I had him very ranked high. I had him as my 27th ranked quarterback, and I managed to escape two drafts without drafting him. Also, not buying a Colin Kaepernick action figure.
Hello. Here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends.
Let's get Randall online with us. Danielle, is he ready and good to go?
He's ready.
All right. It's up on our Facebook right now, facebook.com/TheMorningX.
We're assuming that you've seen it.
Right. If you haven't seen it yet, we played a little clip for you last break about the Honey Badger narration that Randall does. And when we had the opportunity to interview this guy about the book that he wrote, we thought, man, we got to do this. So let's get him on. Randall, what's happening, my man?
Hey, how's it going?
Things are going real well, man. How's your day so far?
So
far, so good. Thank you so much.
No problem whatsoever. My partner, Seth, a question for Randall, better known as the Honey Badger Dude.
Randall, I was reading how you came about this idea and why you wanted to do it. When did the Honey Badger video, when did it really take off?
You know, it's so funny. So my assistant and a friend that I've known for forever, he basically called me up knowing that I have this, you know, I basically think I have a real wonderful talent of narration.
You do.
Ever since I was a little boy, I've just been narrating things. Everything that I can see, I've just been narrating. So he calls me up one night last year, and he says, "You're not going to believe this video. Come on over." So I go over to his house, and I said, "Oh, my God, I can't believe this." And just the way that it's edited and it's cut is just amazing, and the animal itself is crazy. It doesn't care. It's doing whatever the hell it wants. And so I said, "You know what? Let's do this." So he records me, and we just put it out there just to see what would happen, and it just caught on fire. I mean, I really wasn't expecting it. And to me, I'm just happy because it's bringing attention to an animal whose species, frankly, is threatened right now. So this is just marvelous to bring attention to this animal.
Well, here's what you've also done, Randall. Now every office, every group of people, they've got a honey badger. Walking down the hall, some sales guy who doesn't even do anything, he's the honey badger of our cluster. Look what you've done.
Yeah, I know. Listen, everyone inside of them has their inner honey badger. And that's why it's getting all these views, because people get it. You know, people watch it, and they get it. They relate to it. You know, it's just like, I don't care either. This is crazy. I don't have to take this. I pass out. I'm going to eat some potato chips, watch the rest of this game, and pass out.
My favorite thing in the world is to pick up a book that looks like a children's book because it's in a nice little colorful scheme and a font and all that, and then to pick it up and read the line, "This honey badger's vicious as f- and will bite your balls off." It doesn't get much better than that in my world, nor in my 8-year-old son's. What are some other animals that that are really personal highlights of yours? In addition to the honey badger, Randall, what are your favorites?
Well, you know, in addition to the honey badger, I love the sloth, of course.
The slow-ass sloth, right.
I think they make great pets.
Yep.
You know, they, you know, all you have to do is feed them some leaves, and they just sit there and do nothing. You know, they take their time.
Sure.
I love the fact that they come down from their trees to take weekly poops. I love the eye-eye. To me, they're crazy. These little guys are crazy. It looks like Don Knotts slept with a bat. Seriously.
Oh,
yeah. Unbelievable.
I just held up the picture to Seth. That is a freaky thing.
That's a freaky little thing. And, you know, the people of Madagascar, you know, they're from Madagascar. They're freaked out by them. And they're endangered, too, because they're just killed by humans because they're deemed, listen to this, these people in Madagascar think that whenever they see them that they're the messengers of the Grim Reaper.
Oh, my.
Because they have these middle fingers that are very long, and if they point their finger at you, they say, it means you're going to die. So they kill them. And it's just crazy.
We are speaking to Randall, the author of Honey Badger Don't Care. Ew, what the hell is that? Randall's Guide to Crazy, Nasty-Ass Animals.
Hey, Randall, what kind of ideas were pitched to you after the Honey Badger video blew up that you just thought were terrible, that you would not have any part of?
Oh, goodness. Seriously?
Yes.
One of the worst was I got a message from Sarah Palin's camp wanting me to narrate a pro Sarah Palin video. No jokes. And I said, listen, I'll do a Sarah Palin video, but I don't know if it's going to be pro Sarah Palin. And I never heard from them again.
Oh, my God. You should still you should still take the bull by the horns and do that Sarah Palin video. Put it up on the YouTubes, and I guarantee you that's a million hits guaranteed.
I mean, there were just some things like that and just, I don't know. There were some weird things. I can't even recall. There were just definitely some odd requests. You know, obviously, like, I would get a ton of messages at first from other YouTubers that just wanted to send me wacky stuff.
Sure.
You know, hey, it's me playing video games. You wanna narrate that? It's just like, oh, boy, I don't know. You know, people want me to narrate this and that, and it's, you know, listen, you know, I've had so many requests to narrate people's lives, and I said, are you serial? You really want me to narrate life? You're crazy.
I think it would be the greatest thing in the world if Randall turned out to be this hunking picture of heterosexuality who, like, nailed every famous actress in Hollywood. But I'm kind of feeling, Randall, that might not be the case.
That's just nasty talk.
Randall, thank
crazy.
You.
Crazy. Look, this is Drew and Seth. Look how crazy these guys are. Thank you so much, and it was a pleasure speaking with you both. Thank you for having me on. Good morning, everyone.
Thank you, Randall.
Did he just end the interview with a good morning?
He did. I've never heard an interview ended with good morning.
I've heard it once. Do you know, Seth?
I do.
Can I take a guess?
Yes.
Okay. Give me a hint. Is it in the world of sports?
It's in another person who has a flamboyant kind of personality similar to Randall's that we had on the show a long time ago. In fact, it might have even been before me. I don't think I was here yet.
Flavor Flav.
No.
Yeah, it was Flavor Flav.
Was it?
Flavor Flav ended the interview with good morning.
Okay, I was thinking of Richard Simmons.
Oh, he probably did also.
Another flamboyant individual. Yes. Damn it. The only reason I said Flavor Flav is because Seth just told me right before the break that he ended the interview with good morning as well.
Dude, that was a great last question.
Thank you. And that's how I will do it. I will never say, are you a homo? But I'll do it in a funny kind of way where it's like, it would be funny if you were nailing every starlet in Hollywood, but I get the feeling that's not the case. Because that way, it's a lighthearted way to say, hey, dude, we know what you're all about. And he loved it. He's like, you're crazy. This Drew and Seth are crazy.
Did we promote Randall's book at all?
Yeah, I mentioned a couple times in the interview.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Absolutely. And thanks again to Randall. The interview will be up on our website within, I would say, a couple hours or so.